I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. President Trump recently declared the opioid crisis a nationwide public health emergency. And as 91.5 KRCC's Bent to Berkland reports, Colorado lawmakers are poised to take more action on the topic than ever before.
Lawmakers agreed to a slate of bills this week aimed at curbing Colorado's opioid crisis. Advocates say they've never seen more engagement or thoughtfulness on the issue from members in both political parties. Dr. Robert Valick heads the Colorado Consortium for Prescription Drug Abuse Prevention.
The attention's never been higher, and that's both good and bad. The reason is because we have a very serious public health problem. That said, the attention being paid to it now is really one of the few things that you will see at any level of government, where partisan politics largely get checked at the door.
Four of the six bills passed the Interim Committee on Opioid Use unanimously. As a whole, Valick says the bills will work together to make a big difference, covering many facets of the problem, from educating healthcare providers to getting more treatment options. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Colorado Department of Human Services has stripped a Pueblo Mental Health and Substance Abuse Center of its license after investigating a series of reported complaints. The department closed El Pueblo, an adolescent treatment facility, in September while it investigated complaints of abuse, lack of supervision, and underfeeding of children. Children have since been relocated. The state reached a settlement with the center October 31st, in which El Pueblo denied the allegations but did not challenge the state's decision. The department says El Pueblo will not be allowed to operate in Colorado again. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.